for both of us, the best thing that happened was to make Brian have a wandering eye. Because I do
know,
we both know that for a time in the 70s, Brian and Jennifer were too good to be true. They were very wealthy, they were terribly happy, and they had this lovely farm. Where's the drama in that? So it's much better if you have an old rogue like Brian, and somebody with a checkered past like Jennifer, but who has developed into the kindest, most giving woman in many ways, with, you know, accepting Brian's love child. But as I read the other day in something Angie wrote, Jennifer was fully aware that if she left Brian, her lifestyle would not be quite as comfortable as the one they already had. And that's what I meant when I said that we reflect, I'm afraid to say, quite a lot of people who live out in the countryside who have a contract as a marriage. They accept the failings of the other in order that, as a whole, they can retain a rather splendid lifestyle. So there you've got it.
In tweed.
In.
And Brian's not necessarily always the most sympathetic character. Is that something you relish playing?
Of course. You always want to play a baddie or a rogue. I did say years ago to Vanessa, please, when she was making him bad, please just don't make him all bad, because that's just boring. He's got to have some redeeming features that the listeners, and hopefully the women, are going to think, oh, he is naughty, but, you know, he's quite nice, really, and that sort of thing. Otherwise, it's just dull if you're just a horrid man.
Can you ever see a time where the listener starts to love Brian? I mean, love as in feel very affectionate towards, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's a very good point, because listeners, they're like Quicksilver, and they can...
Thing
that really amazed me, and I still can't get over it, was when Brian had this extraordinary affair with Siobhan, and Jennifer discovered to her horror that not only had been having an affair with Siobhan, but she had given birth to a little boy. Jennifer, of course, went doolally. I mean, she just couldn't... It was... Well, wasn't it?
Oh,
you say what it
absolutely
was like.
Absolutely astonishing story and wonderful scripts and fantastic to get your teeth into, because the sudden shock and realization that that was the case. I mean, okay, she knows that he plays away and she's coped with that, the Mandy Beesboroughs, you know, and
Caroline
Betty Tucker,
Bone.
What a joke, yes, and Caroline Bone. And then suddenly this hideous, hideous, awful shock that not only was there a child, the love child, but a son. And I and Jennifer knew incredibly deeply that this is what Brian would have wanted more than anything, because he was off for a day at the races when Alice was born. He was a bit of a cad, really.
Yeah, but you see, Angie played Jennifer through those scenes when she found out about the love child with great sadness and enormous anger. And boy, when she gets angry, does she get angry. And the thing that really shocked me was about a month after Jennifer found out about the affair and the little boy, I was beginning to get women, I'm afraid to say, coming up to me saying, I really do think she should be getting over this now. I was saying, what?
Oh,
what?
Right.
How could you say that? I can't think she'd ever get over it. So, but as for Brian being nice, Brian can be very charming. And that's slightly what I said a few minutes ago, that when they decided, William and then Vanessa decided to make him a cad and have a bad side to him, that keep a softer, more gentle, more forgiving, humorous, if possible, side, which is a more interesting person, really.
But whatever it is, the audience will love or hate Jennifer and Brian,
yes,
won't they? There's no sort of grey area. There's no...
That's what we want, too. I think it's what you like as an actor. You want your character to have an effect on people one way or another, whether they hate you or love you. It's when they go, well, I don't really care either way, whether... I don't mind what the audience get up to. Well, that's when the alarm bells would start ringing with the two of us.
And I think that the two of us do have some very... gentle scenes.
Oh, we do.
Which
because Brian and Jennifer essentially love each other and need each other. And as they're getting older, that need, we don't know what the storylines have in the future, but that need may become greater as they become older. and the children look at them, and probably, but behind their backs, it's one of those scenarios where people would say, those two, Brian and Jennifer, they deserve each other. You know, we say that in life, don't we?
Two people, absolutely.
You look at a married couple and you think, they deserve each other. Well, I think they do. I think Brian and Jennifer do.